Rachel Nebraska.
Let's call a meeting to order.
She made a comment.
Did everyone get a chance to view the minutes? So, can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Got a motion to Dot, second by Kelly. Any discussion, any corrections, additions? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I will abstain because I was not in attendance.
Very good. Minutes are approved. Thank you. Do we have any public comments? Anyone for public? Okay, good. You got 3 minutes, sir.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll stand over here. I'm trying to get someplace where I can not have everybody's back to me, but it wasn't possible. My name's Ron Jetta, and I live in Cowlesville, Illinois. And I'm here today. I know that you're going to be discussing issuing some bonds for the project over at the jail, which appears to be a very good project. I would just ask you as a committee to kind of slow down, take a hard look at what you're doing. Because right now I think you have an alternative to issuing bonds. I think one of the things you can take a look at doing is pulling money out of your excess reserves. If you would pull out, and these are just rough numbers, and again, this is, you know, I don't know the exact numbers you're looking at, but if you would pull out $15 million out of reserves and issue bonds or short-term borrowings for the rest of the project that you're looking at, $5 to $6 million, you're going to save $190,000 of cost and not having to pay for the issuance of the bonds. Currently, interest rates for 3 to 5 year short-term borrowings are going to probably be in the 1% to 1.5% range. That cost to issue those is virtually zero, maybe a small nominal amount of money. I know the Cowlesville Area Recreation District, which I've been working with some of the folks down there, and they obviously have, if you read anything about them, they've had a lot of financial problems, they have a lot of debt, they have a lot of issues. They issued some rollover bonds last year, $1.4 million. Now, they're a very small entity. They were able to get that money borrowed at 0.95%. And the cost to issue those bonds, that short-term debt, is less than $500. So that's something you can take a look at. If you issue bonds over 20 years, based on what CARD looked at, and again, you got a much better rating than CARD, but you're going to probably be at somewhere around 3.5%. And again, if you're borrowing the money on a 3 to 5 year time period, you're looking at somewhere around 1 to 2% maximum. So just by doing that type of an approach, and again, you're looking at these numbers a lot closer than I am, but just some rough ideas, you're going to save $190,000 by not having to issue the bonds. You're also going to save roughly $200,000 to $250,000 of interest cost over that 3 to 5 year time period, the difference between what you'd have to pay on the bonds that were issued versus the short-term borrowings. So you're going to save $400,000 to $450,000 in a 3 or 4 or 5 year period. Plus, the project will be paid for in 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe sooner than that, and you'll save the taxpayers millions of dollars of interest costs. When you're looking at what it's going to take to pay off that 3 to 5 years, that 3 to 5 year bond, short-term loan, and it's not difficult. Joe or somebody else that's in here, you can leave this office, go to the phone, pick up the phone, call 3 or 4 banks. Within a half an hour, they'd be able to give you some kind of rate on what it would cost to borrow that money. And I know this because, again, I've been working with the people at the Cowlesville Area Recreation District. I have spent 35 years in the financial industry. The banks are very interested in borrowing money, or loaning money. They're very hungry for loans, and they'd be happy to accommodate your borrowings here at the Madison County. And
Mr. Jetta, you have about a half a minute if you'll finish up,
please. Thank you. Just about wrapped up here. What you're looking at to pay off that 3 to 5 year term borrowing is going to be no more or very close to what it would cost to pay off the bonds. Because if you look at paying off $6 million over 4 years, it's going to cost you about $1.3 million a year in interest plus principal. That's about the same amount of money that you're going to have to pay on the bonds. again, you're going to pull down this money. You're still going to have 33% reserves, which is going to keep your AAA rating. And in 3 to 5 years, the taxpayers may pay a little bit of higher interest or a little bit higher taxes for a short time period. But in the long term, again, you save millions of dollars. So I hope you give some consideration to that type of financing versus going out and issuing long-term bonds. Thank you.
Okay, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Bills and purchasing approvals.
Under purchasing approvals this morning, the first one is to the facility management department. We had to make some emergency repairs to the Kiowa Street radio tower. That's a radio tower that services the sheriff's department and the highway department. I don't know the nature of the repairs. Kirk's here.
The top strobe light on the tower was struck by lightning. We did apply for the insurance, so this is just in case the insurance doesn't cover for something.
Okay, and this is insured, isn't it? And you...
The towers are insured. We're just waiting for a decision from that firm.
Okay, very good.
Next two purchases are through the Community Development Department. The first one is a professional services agreement with Justine Peterson. That's a housing organization that works with the Community Development Department. Walter can fill in any blanks there. And the other one is for some software for their weatherization inventory.
Yeah, the first one, Justine Peterson, is a community, they're a not-for-profit community housing development organization. We're required to have these through federal funding that we get through our home program. This $10,000 is operating costs to help them with a project that we currently have with them. They currently have 7 houses that they will be rehabbing and then reselling them, putting them back on the market. When we get the resale money, we'll turn that into some more acquisition rehab. So we're rebuilding housing stock, so the $10,000 is an operating fund for that agency. The second request is for our weatherization program. We currently have an inventory system for weatherization that's way outdated. It's going to be defunct as of next April, I think. Is that right, Timothy? So we need to replace it, and ITA has submitted a proposal to do that for us for $13,000. I'm also working with Timothy if there are some things that our department can do to save some of the costs, then we'll do that. This request is, and they're actually, they've already been to our office helping to design it, and their proposal is to have it done by January of 2014.
Any questions, Walter?
Have you worked with them before?
Excuse me?
Have you worked with them before?
This ITA?
Yeah.
I have not. They were referred by Timothy, so he may know more about this.
Okay.
Well, I got one question.
Who's sure.
Get the pay?
I'm good at that.
Sorry about that. Any other questions? Not moving on.
Two purchases for the IT department. First one is our quarterly maintenance contract on our big copy machine that we utilize for a lot of heavy duty printing. And the other one is for training that Lewis and Clark Community College is doing for, looks like, some visual basics and programming. Timothy, anything you'd like to add?
Just on the second one, this training kind of relates to what Walter has here. This is training to bring some staff more current technology, train them. And we kind of hope to be able to do some of this stuff to save money in-house, but we're not in a position to be able to do that yet, and that's what this training relates to, is to be able to do some of the projects like Walter needs inside, not having to go out to do it.
If I might add, that is for 5 employees for 5 full days. And Lewis and Clark is customizing the training based on their request. So it will be just a class of 5. It won't be, integrating them into a generic class. So it should be very worthwhile.
And specific for our needs.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Then two more purchases. The next one is safety and risk management needs to replace their copy machine. The current one they have is pretty old, and I'm not sure, probably frequent breakdowns, but it looks like it came from the surplus pile.
So it's been around for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's bad as well.
And then through ROE, and I believe this may have come late, and you should have a copy in front of you, we have a resolution to purchase some equipment. I guess it's office furniture for the GED Testing Center in Granite City. Dr. Diver is here if there's any questions with him.
Dr. Diver, anybody got any questions?
And that's all the purchases this morning.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
And Jean?
Yes.
We have four resolutions for your consideration. The first one is through Community Development again. It's our 2014 weatherization furnace contract. Walter, would you like to explain this?
Well, this year, from September through June 30th, we're going to weatherize 200 homes, and this is to get a furnace contractor. We do clean and tunes and replace, well, all the way up to replacement of a furnace. And actually, this approval is for the first 25 jobs that we have. We're also going to do another package in another month to try and get more furnace contractors working for us.
What's the location, son?
Scattered throughout the county.
Oh.
We currently have probably 80 to 90 applicants that we're already booked to do their jobs, and before the end of the year, we'll have about 200 of them.
Any other questions?
Yeah, is there a way that we can get an overview of the weatherization program in the past as far as, I'm just interested to know how much savings it is. I know it's a lot, but I'd like to see.
Oh, you mean per house?
Absolutely, yeah. Do you have an on-average thing that maybe you can share with the committee?
Personally, today?
No. Not today. But in the near future,
actually, I could probably ship something for the Madison County News, so it could.
That'd be great. I mean, I know it's such a huge savings, and
it is.
I just wanted to see. I think we could see some numbers.
I've learned a lot about my house. That I thought we had a pretty good weather tight house, and over the past year, I've learned a lot that we could do a lot of improvements.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
great.
I'll do something up for the Madison County News.
Your house is not eligible, though, for that.
And that's true. I found
furnace.
When the air conditioner guy came, that was my tip.
For all of us in the county. Yeah, well, if it goes to Madison County,
that's what she says.
It is on the website, and new improved version will be on in the next couple of weeks.
Great.
We have just updated that information.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
Then all you have, Joe?
No, there's a couple more.
Okay.
The county clerk has a renewal for their software, or I guess it's hardware, for their printing tabulators through Integra Business Services. This is an ongoing contract that they have for election equipment. The next one is the IT department would like to, I guess, replace four servers. Is that correct, Timothy?
Yes, it's actually a single unit. We're consolidating this outdated servers on this
unit. Any questions?
Then also the IT department has their maintenance contract renewal with, I think it's Cisco. SmartNet with Worldwide Technology.
Okay. We got any questions? Not that all you have, Joe?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion. Got a second by Jean. Any further discussion? If none, Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
And Jean?
Yes.
Next, we have the resolution authorizing the issuance of bonds for the jail project. We've had meetings for the past several months on the project itself. We had a meeting a week or two ago, I believe, where we brought everybody in to talk about the financing and the project itself. We're ready to move forward with it. This bond resolution would authorize the issuance of the bonds. Project cost is $18 million. I think the chairman might want to speak, but in addition, what I put in front of you was a list of our other capital projects. And the reason I did that is there's been some questions or some people who have asked whether the county has the ability to self-finance this project or has the ability to use some of our reserves to pay for it. And Sherman can backtrack a little bit on where we started, but essentially we started with a bigger project and whittled it down.
Okay, and just explain, and maybe we did not do a good job explaining this in the future to both the buildings and the finance committee, so I'm going to try to backtrack a little bit. We knew we have two major projects going on. I'll point that out. One was the jail issue, and then we all know that we're doing something at the courthouse. Okay, and we're in the process of going through that situation. Well, when Joe and I first looked at this, and I'm not pointing fingers at Joe, but I think we started out with the idea that we're going to ask more than the $18 million. We were looking at maybe bonding both projects, putting them together, and try to do both of them. But we decided that we do agree with a lot of our colleagues on the other side that we want to use as much surplus as we could. So what we ended up doing is we separated the jail project, the $18 million, went out for trying to go out for bonds on that, and do in-house all the other items that we had on the list. And just to give you the two big ones here on this list is the courthouse cleaning, tuck, pointing, and sealing. And we'll make sure everybody has copies of it. I don't know if you have enough copies. And the courthouse HVAC replacement, you're looking at just those two projects, about $3 million. Well, if you look at all the capital, the ones on top, and I believe Joe got together with Kurt, and Kurt, you came up with some of the numbers, I believe. Is that correct?
So those are estimates from the contract.
So these are all reliable numbers. And so what we're trying to do is showing you that the immediate projects that we have right now, total current projects, is about $6 million. We're not bonding for those projects. We expect to take those projects out of our reserves to do those projects. If you look at the five-year capital plan, we're looking at an additional $3 million. So we're looking at about $9 million that would be, or closer to $10 million. It's $9,959,000 is that county funded. We're looking at that figure coming out of reserves, and the $18 million would be the bonded issue. So we are taking into consideration that we're using the reserves, and I just want to make sure that's a point. I don't think, if we don't do the bonding of this issue, I don't think we're going to have the monies to do these projects. And I don't know. I don't know if everybody here has taken a trip through the jail, which the sheriff has offered, and we'll also be glad to sit up. I think Kurt will be glad to meet with people and take them through the courthouse and show them the problem that we have over there. You go down the basement, you can actually smell the mildew, and it's probably not a safe place to work, to be honest with you. So I think we have issues. So we took into consideration of what we're trying to do here, and of course we're trying to keep costs as far down as we can. Now I'm going to give you some history about this board. You know, I go out and I talk about Democrats, Republicans all together. I hope we can continue to do that. Today, one of the biggest lines I use is we're virtually debt-free. And I still like to use that line. If I didn't think we had to go for this $18 million, I'd be one saying we shouldn't do it. Because when we had the Philip Morse case, we had a lot of pressure. This finance committee and this county board had a lot of pressure about putting that money in budgets. We didn't put the money in budgets. We paid down county debt. We paid off the administration building. We paid off the criminal court building. We paid off a retirement incentive that we had our employees. So the only debt that we have today is about $1.something million left with the jail bonds. And all we're going to try to renew those bonds. So this county has done a very good job of holding costs down. But I think that there's been some misconceptions, and I think maybe we started that is maybe when we started with the projects, we should have came to the Finance Committee, Buildings Committee with this list and going over all the projects. And at that time, you would have found out we were looking at maybe doing 20, I think we were looking 27. At doing 24, I think we were looking at $24 million bonding. And I made the decision in-house that let's not do that. Let's do the $18 million and do the rest using the surplus. And so that's my fault for not making sure everybody knows what we're trying to do. And I'll take that. But, I think we are trying to move everyone I talk to, by the way, on this project, I haven't yet to find one board member that says they don't think the project's necessary on the jail. And Kurt, if does everybody have a list of this now in the audience? You know, if any board members have any questions about any of these things, you know, this is the time to speak up. You know, Kurt's got the answers for you. We are going to be using our surplus to doing projects that have to be done. So the surplus is not available for the jail. We cannot do the jail and these items at the same time. Lisa, and me and Kurt can answer questions. Joe can answer questions.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is, there's this notion that the county has all this money and it's available for something like this. The only unrestricted money we have is money's in the general fund and our capital project fund that we transfer money to the pay for these capital projects. At the end of the last budget, according to our audit for fiscal year, we had $23 million in the general fund. That was our fund balance. That's slightly higher than where we should be. So we do have excess money. The reason we have that fund balance is because all the cost reduction that we've done over the last couple of years. That thing had dipped in the early days of the recession down to about $15 million, I believe. We've built it up through all the reductions. It's going to come down because we're spending more money on these projects. Our budget is now increasing again. You know, we're in good, strong financial position. If we spend this down and we take the money and put it into a project like this, then we come in a situation where we're not in such good financial
condition. And that will affect our ratings.
So we're trying to maintain a strong financial position. We believe we need to finance the jail project. We can't afford to pay for it. The other alternative is to pay as we go. Every time something breaks over there, to go in there and spend, you know, a couple $1 million. But I think the approach is it's best to do it right and pay it off over a 20-year period.
And there's been another, I think I've had a couple of good board members. I think James talked to me yesterday a little bit, is we have an unknown. We're not sure. We guesstimate that the project's going to be about $18 million. Is that correct now?
That's a good number, $18 million.
And let's say it goes out to bid and it comes down to $16 million or something of that nature. We're not going to keep that. We'll rebate it or we'll do whatever we can. We just want to do the bonding for the jail project. We're not going to, if it comes under this, we're not going to put that money into the project. We will rebate it back to the taxpayers. I'm not sure how we do that procedure. We have no problems doing that. But I think you have to separate the jail project from all the other projects. And this unknown saying that we have surplus, use it for the jail, all these other projects are off the table then. You see the dilemma? And I think that's where I'm taking a hit on this. I think we should have probably been more forthcoming to both the Buildings Committee and Finance Committee and went over. And when we look at all these projects, we should have had this sheet here. Instead of separating them, we should have came and explained all of them together and how we would think about financing it. So hopefully that clears up some of the misconception. Lisa, you have some questions. Joe, we'll try to answer them. I'll try to answer them. Yeah. Anybody else has questions?
And also, in regard to the resolution itself and the bond financing, Michelle Bach from Piper Jaffray is here. She's our financial consultant advisor on this project, so she's working for us to give us advice on these bonds, tax-exempt, getting the qualified energy bonds to reduce the borrowing costs. So any questions about what we're proceeding with in that process, we're here to answer those, too.
Okay. Any questions?
Lisa.
I'll start. The $18 million had a 20% contingency in it.
Yes.
And in my mind, that's excessive. Has that been addressed?
The architect says that at this point, without having done any architectural design or research or anything like that, that it's typical to start off with a 20% contingency, then they update their cost estimate as they devote more and more time into design. That 20% will come down to the point where we go out for bid and award a contract. It might be 10% or 8% at that point. That's just a methodology that they use. But when we go out the bond, the project, that's our project cost. We can't go out and get more money. So it's better to be conservative and use the higher. We will certainly try to bring this project in as low as possible. If we can find savings, if that contingency ends up to be too inflated, that's great, because as the chairman said, if we end up with money left over, there's some things we can do to rebate the money instead of spending it somewhere else.
Well, I'll go on record that I won't support spending it anyplace else.
And we're willing to
make that a fact.
We're willing
now
to put that in. We would put that in the form of a motion, too, or something to solve that problem.
I think everybody would agree. The other question I have is the courthouse. The study is just commencing on
what is actually needed there. We have two line items here that are for $3 million that are for the tuck pointing and sealing in the HVAC. Nothing here addresses the mold issue, you know, the other things internally that need to be done. So we really have an unknown there.
Right.
We really, you know, I don't...
Could be more.
It could be more, depending on how the everything goes with the HVAC.
We did get prices on the outside of the
right,
building. So that,
okay,
that that's a ballpark that's pretty solid.
That is pretty good.
So you're thinking this HVAC portion is going to take care of that mold problem?
It should.
Okay, what about the cleaning and, you know, that type of thing?
Oh, the mold is already there.
The mold
that
is there.
Could be more.
Okay, so, you know, when I was talking with the chairman, I said, you know, if someone's remodeling their house and they're doing their kitchen and their bathroom, they get both prices before they start the project, you know, to make sure they can pay for it. I would like to get that information on the courthouse to make sure that it falls within what we can afford. You know, if we're going out for bonds on the jail and then we find that we don't have enough money to complete the necessary repairs to the courthouse, you know, then where do we go? You know, going back to the taxpayers is not an option. So I guess my real question is the timeline here.
We can probably, the two major projects I see on this top one are the $1,750,000 and $1,250,000. Some of the other projects, you know, that it would be easier to, I hate to use that word, it would be easier to do piecemeal over there than do piecemeal at the jail. And the reasons for that is you have to, you know, we went through this whole process, what you have to do with prisoners when you do the jail, and you know how we have to do certain sections. It's three phases, but you know it's more of a, it's a harder, I don't know how to explain it, it's a harder thing to do. Where over here, I think we're gonna be able to get the project done. I don't see it being that much more of a cost.
No, and even if it came down to it, we could do it four at a time, or however we could budget it so that it would work with.
We will work that out.
That top group of projects on that list, the $6 million, we believe we have the funding to pay for those over the course of the next 2 years. Anything above that, it's going to have to be transferred from the general fund on top of what we're already budgeting and everything. So, I mean, we've got some money available to pay for those projects. If it comes in higher, we'll have to figure out a way to make it work.
That means we might have to cut some other places to do some.
Or defer some other improvements.
Yes.
So the intent is to go ahead on the timeline that we are currently working under. You don't think delaying the decision on the bonds for the jail would be advisable based on the fact that we really don't have actual numbers on the courthouse?
I think there's two reasons we want to move forward with the jail project. One is that interest rates, and Michelle can speak on this, where they're rising, and they're going to get more expensive in the future, we believe. So now's the time to finance the jail project. That's the primary reason we need to move forward. The other is, I mean, their time is sensitive because we're moving from one tax levy year to the next, and you know, any money we need to levy for the jail bonds might get pushed off an additional year. So, you know, timing is of the essence here.
Mm-hmm. The other question I had is, you know, we've known that we were going to need to do improvements to the jail and all the other things, yet we did not have funds allocated, you know, for any of that. You know, we have these funds on here, but we didn't have that allocated. Why was that?
You mean for major capital projects
of
jail? We've been talking for a couple of years about having a jail needs assessment done, similar to what we're doing on the courthouse HVAC system. We're having a study done on it. So what we did 2 years ago is allocated the money for the study to find out what our needs. We really didn't know what all was needed until the study was done. The study has produced a report. Now we know. So we're, you know, maybe the study should have been done a couple of years ago. I don't know. But this, we're just catching up is what we're doing.
Well, hasn't there been a significant increase in inmates and everything else, I mean, in the last 2 years, so it made sense to do the study 2 years ago.
I think what it comes down to is, you know, we've got a 30-something-year-old jail that's needs some work done on it, and it's to the point now where we probably need to get serious about it.
Right.
Hey, you know, Kurt's increasing his maintenance costs over there. There's more and more pipes bursting and those types of things that's taking place, and it's only going to get worse.
And it's actually driven by the being able to retire the current bond, right?
Right. We thought the timing would be good.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
When will the current jail bond be paid off?
We have this year and two additional. 2015, the last payment will be made.
2015?
Yes.
What month do you know?
Oh, shoot, I don't know. When do we make that payment?
It's towards the beginning of the year. We've already made this year's principal payment. So it'll be in the first half of that fiscal year.
Okay.
There's probably about $700,000 plus some interest left to be paid on it.
Lisa, you've been trying to...
I have multiple questions, so I'll just... The one for... I agree with Gene about waiting, you know, to see what all is entailed into the courthouse. And also in the judicial committee, I do believe it was brought up that there might be some federal funding to do that project.
Mr. Bonita said there's $2 million available in grant money for this courthouse project that he wanted to apply for. It might help the courthouse project.
I mean, we would certainly apply for it if we could, but I don't know that's a guarantee. But no. You know anything about that? Or
They haven't said anything to me. But
he also said that we're only 90 days away from having an estimate on the actual cost of the courthouse project. And it seems to me that to finance all of this $18 million up front without with this unknown hanging out here that we're only 90 days away from knowing that. I'm a believer in both these projects. I've taken time to take tours with the sheriff and the circuit clerk, and I'm supportive of both of them, but I really would like to see a more firm number around this courthouse project before we go finance 100% of the jail project.
This is the dilemma. I don't know how to explain it again. I think Jill tried to explain it. We have, on the jail project, you have to do it now to get it in next year's budget. You can't do what we're doing now. If you do it a year from now, if you don't do it now, you're waiting for another year before you do it. And we think the cost is going to go up because of the interest and everything. It's best to do it now. And that's what am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
And once again, we understand that issue. I didn't know about the $2 million. Mark didn't explain that to me neither. But, you know, we know that I think we're going to be able to, if that $2 million comes in, it even makes that project easier for us to do. You know, I mean, we want to do both projects. We're committed to doing the project over there, too. And if we get federal funds or any place else to do it, I think federal funds, but I think we all know that federal funds get harder to get. And so are, you know, state funds. There's things aren't dwindling down like they used to be. But we will certainly try to get those anyway. But I think the timing here, you have to understand the timing is you almost have to move forward on this here. I think everybody agrees with the project. And once again, we're not going to come back and increase the bond or whatever. We're looking at doing everything else in-house.
But 90 days can't make that much difference on...
Well,
but the budget starts December 1st. You have to understand why we're doing this now. So if you don't do it, now, you're putting it off until December 1st of a year, and then the cost is going up.
What are the projections on the interest rate?
Well, to give you a perspective of how much rates can go up in 90 days, the last 90 days, rates have gone up over 1%. Full percent, and on $18 million, that's $180,000 a year in additional debt service. So, and we don't think rates are necessarily going to skyrocket, but the market for the Illinois bonds, because of the state's financial situation, there is more risk than you might think in the 90 days. And I think the point about having to wait another full year to get it in the budget is just as important, but we do think rates are going up. They've gone up a tremendous amount, more than anybody thought they would in the last 90 days. So 90 days can make a big difference, and that is, you know, critical in terms of how much the taxpayers are having to, you know, carry on their shoulders for the project. And as was mentioned, if project costs do come in lower than the $18 million, you would then be able to reduce the amount of debt you have outstanding. And it sounds like you wouldn't want to use it for other projects, but if you did, you could use it on the courthouse project.
Yeah, it actually couldn't be used on the courthouse because these are tailored towards the jail.
Okay.
Specific. It could be used on another jail project, but that's not the intent.
Okay, very good. Okay.
What do you guys think about the short-term loans that Mr. Jetta talked about? Sounds like we could save tons of money for the taxpayers.
I think that we discussed that with the money we're spending. We're using that money that on the courthouse. That's the money that we're spending to fix the courthouse.
That's what we have in reserve now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying use what we have in reserve now. Get some short-term notes issued, short-term loans issued. Don't renew the bond, the jail bond, because that's $190,000 or something like that to Steeple Nicholas right there. We get a low interest rate. We can pay for the project in, I don't know, 3 to 6 years, and we get to pay off that bond issue and not renew it. So that's great for the taxpayer.
But that's not the way it works. If you try to borrow $18 million a house, are you prepared to increase the levy by $5 million a year for the next 4 years?
Well, if we've got cash on reserves.
But we're using that for other projects. You see what I'm saying? To do the $18 million, if you try to do it like Mr. Jetta was saying, and to his defense, he didn't know this when he was here. He didn't know what we were looking at. But we would have to increase the levy for the next $5 million a year for next year. And that's like, what is that? Like maybe like a 25% levy increase for the next 5 years?
If we're going to finance over 6 years, you're going to triple the debt service on it. And that's, I mean...
How much do we add to our cash reserves each year?
Actually, I think it's gone...
We have built up the reserve as we've reduced costs the last couple of years, but it goes both ways. Some years it declines. So
and that's due to investments. Is that correct?
No, it has to do with, spending. If we underspend our budgets, the reserve builds up. If we spend our budgets and revenues maybe decline, the reserve will go down. We actually go through a process where we try to manage that to keep it within the policy of where it's at. It ended up going over because of our spending reductions. We're now bringing it back down on purpose to get it within where it needs to be and maintain it. We've got the ability to cut taxes too, to lower that thing.
And Mick, just to mention to you, with these projects here, the ones that over and above the $18 million, we project our fund balance to go down significantly.
Right. It's going to come back down within the range it needs to be, where the county is on sound financial footing, and that's our goal, is to be able to fund these projects, keep us at a reserve where we're on sound financial footing and not have excess money sitting around.
I was told last week we had $28 million in unrestricted reserves. $23 million. Do you know which one it is?
Well, in the audit, the unassigned fund balance is $23 million. There's some additional monies that's designated that's reserved for things that were approved in the last budget year that's still being funded in this budget year. There's money that the way the court security funds are set aside, that money's in the general fund, but it can't be spent for anything else. That's on top of this number.
Okay. Well, it seems to me, from what I've heard today, that as long as we would approve this by the November meeting, we would be okay to have this approved for the next budget year. Is that correct?
You have to do three different things.
We have to initiate selling bonds at the November meeting. We have to start now in September, authorize the bond ordinance. We have to put a 30-day notice in the newspaper, come back, have a public hearing next month. It takes from September to November to issue the bonds. We have to set our tax levy in November. That's why the timing is of the essence. For us to collect taxes to pay for the first debt service payments due on these new bonds, we have to do that in November. Otherwise, you lose an entire year.
That's some good questions.
One more question. And it has to come back. When we were in the meeting last Wednesday, when we all talked about spending down our reserves, Steve O'Nicholson said, I think that's correct, but the bonding agent company that we were talking to said that if we did that, then our AAA rating would go down. So that was then, that was that week when we talked about it. So now it's okay in this meeting?
No, we're still going to maintain a solid reserve and be in good financial shape. We're telling you that here today. If we spent this thing down to $14 million and then we had these fluctuations where it went down below, that could affect our bond rating.
It's just I'm getting conflicting numbers and answers from one meeting to this meeting, and that's a little disturbing for me to go back to the taxpayers and let them know. A, the taxpayers don't know that much about this project. It's not really been in the papers that much. I'd like to make sure they're well-informed also. But I guess my next question is, what amount of money do we need to keep our AAA bond rating? I mean,
I can try to address. There's sort of a balance between keeping a healthy fund balance and spending down to a level that's comfortable and that will keep the county. It's actually double A rated instead of AAA. But to keep that double A rating, it's important to keep the fund balances at probably, what is your percent? Do you have a percentage policy?
Yes, 33. It's not 33 to 50.
Okay. They've rated the county based on that fund balance percentage. And so if it falls a little below, and you have fallen below that, and it's not a big deal. If it falls greatly below that, then you're looking at potentially a downgrade in the rating category. And the reason for that is because if you get down to a level where you can't weather any sort of financial storm like the recession that we had a few years ago and that we've been dealing with, then the county doesn't have the flexibility to come up with enough money to service its debt and pay all of its costs of operations. So that cushion is there to keep you in good financial health. I think you have the ability to spend some of it down, but not $18 million. I mean, I think several million, and I wish I could give you just a flat-out solid answer, but the rating agencies look at fund balance, they look at projected borrowing, they look at the other things that you have no control over, the county assessed valuation, where the people work, the economics and demographics of the economy. And so it is very critical to keep a fund balance and healthy. But you have some ability to spend it down. But I would adamantly say that spending all of it would absolutely affect the bond rating.
And I got to mention another thing, too. We do have AA, and it is interesting. This has been a while back when I talked to Steve Nicholas. One of the reasons we don't have AAA is because we don't borrow enough money, so we don't have a credit rating of borrowing money. And that's kind of a unique situation. I had to co-sign a loan from my mother one time when she had a mortgage on her house because never was in debt in her life, but she couldn't get money because she never paid any money back. Well, one reason we don't have a AAA now is that we haven't borrowed money.
Right. And we're also in the state of Illinois.
And we're also in the state of Illinois. That affects it, too. That does, too.
Well, I want to point out that, I mean, no offense to Mr. Jetta, but apparently it's been pretty obvious as of this morning and over the last few weeks that we do have a financial advisor that has worked very hard on this, and I appreciate all that work. I want to make this in the form of a motion, but I would like to stipulate that any reserve would be at a rebate.
Or given back.
Make that. Given back.
Right. Back that up.
So I'd put that in the form of a motion, please.
You got a second?
To accept the resolution.
Correct.
I will second that.
Okay. Very good. We got a motion and a second. Discussion? Oh, Kurt, you want to say something?
If it's appropriate, has there been any consideration given to let the voters vote on this bond issue? I understand if this was in the state of Missouri that it would be required that the voters would have to approve an $18 million bond issue.
It's authorized under law to do it this way. There is a backdoor referendum provision that was explained at the board meeting last week, where if the voters wish to collect the signatures, then they have the right to place this on the ballot. But otherwise, it's the county board moving forward with a needed project and something that we don't have a choice because we're required by law to have a jail as part of the state correctional system. So that's why the state legislature, in their wisdom, set it up this way.
If this wasn't such a necessary project and something that we absolutely have to have, and I think most people agree that we are at that point where we have to have it. I would obviously, you know, want it as a referendum too. I mean, that's not a terrible suggestion, except for we've reached the time where this has to be
something
done.
Something has to be done.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call.
Yes. Roll call.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
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 Motion approved.
We have a related resolution, and that's to engage the services of all these folks who are assisting us on this bond issue, and that was also included in your packet, and that would be Stiefel Nicholas as the underwriter, Piper Jaffray as a financial advisor, Gilmore and Bell would be our bond counsel, Lewis Rice and Fingers is the underwriter's counsel, and then UMB Bank would be the paying agent and registrar.
Okay. Do we need a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Larry? Aye. And Jean?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next, we have the fiscal year 2014 Flood Prevention District and Council Budget Resolution. This is something we're required to pass each year to not only pass our own Flood Prevention District budget, but also to accept the budget for the Flood Prevention Council, which were part of the three-county effort, and to approve their annual report. A copy was provided to the committee. If there's any questions about the project, the chairman and I attend all the meetings. We're well-versed on what's going on. Just briefly, we're in the construction now. All the contracts will be let by the early part of next year, and we're still estimating completion of the project by the end of 2015. So things are moving quickly. We hope we've gotten past a lot of the federal bureaucracy issues that we've been fighting over for the last couple years.
Any questions, Joe, on this issue? Can we get a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Just second by Ann. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Aye.
Larry? Aye. Very good. Thank you.
I think that's enough for me.
That's enough, Joe. Rick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have no motel tax reconciliation report for this month. We do have a number of refunds. First one is a check in the amount of $75 from the Health Department Revenue Fund payable to a business, and this refund is for an overpayment on a food permit. Second refund is the amount of $50 from the Health Department Revenue Fund payable to, again, a school district, and this is due to a double payment on the account. Next refund is in the amount of $425 from the Unrestricted Health Department Revenue Fund payable to an individual, and this is a refund for a denied food permit. We have 13 checks out of the Unrestricted Animal Control, and a number of names are in this document. The following page, amount of $215 for refunds from overpayment on registration fees. We have another refund, checks out of the Unrestricted Animal Control Fund listed on the following page, with an amount of $26.50 for refunds for overpayment on registration fees. And I move for your approval on the refunds.
So moved.
I have a quick question. Sorry.
Yes.
Why was there a surplus or a new number on so many refunds for the dog tags for St. Clair County? Was there a hiccup in the system?
I think one of the payments
are
collected at the vet's office via, but
indirectly
collected
gotcha.
A fee from a St. Clair County resident that we have to refund.
Okay. It seemed like we normally don't have that, so I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Second.
Did we get a motion?
Yeah.
Motion. We have no motion. Okay. Any further discussion? Any questions, Rick? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Motion approved.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, moving forward, we have a number of immediate emergency appropriations. First, subsequent to the adoption of the budget, the county has received a grant in the amount of $325,637. It's entitled Redeploy Illinois Program, and the purpose of this is providing psychological educational assessments and intensive care management services to reduce or eliminate the practice of committing juvenile offenders to the Illinois Department of Correction. This is a no-match grant, and as mentioned, it's in the amount of $325,637. I bring them all in at once,
please.
Mr. Chairman. Okay. The second one is, again, subsequent to the adoption of the budget, the county received a grant in the amount of $11,875. It was titled Juvenile Justice Formula Transportation, and the purpose of this is providing community-based alternatives to secure detention, transporting juveniles, and training juvenile justice professionals. Again, $11,875, and this is a no-match grant. Next, immediate emergency appropriation. The county has received a grant in the amount of $213,718. This is titled the Adult Redeploy Illinois Program with the purpose of establishing a continuum of local community-based sanctions and treatment alternatives for nonviolent offenders who would otherwise be incarcerated. This, again, for $213,718 is a no-match grant. Next one, in the amount of $16,700, county received a grant, and it's entitled a Family Violence Prevention Coordinating Council Grant. The purpose of this is increasing awareness of family violence, providing resources to help eliminate the problem. And again, this is a no-match grant. Final grant, immediate emergency appropriation, is whereas subsequent to the adoption of said county budget, it has been determined there are necessary expenditures that will be incurred in the operations of the Animal Population Control Fund that were not provided for in the 2013 Budget Special Revenue Fund. It is in the amount of $36,500, and I move for your approval on that. That's all, Mr. Chair.
Motion approved.
So moved.
Second.
Get a second.
I see that.
Yep. And second. Okay. Any questions of Rick?
Well, we might have one more, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
This one? Okay, we've got one more, Mr. Chairman. Subsequent to the adoption of the said budget, the Madison County Child Advocacy Center received a grant for the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services, and the purpose of this grant is providing continued funding for the administrative costs of the Child Advocacy Center. The amount of that grant was $81,040, and the county's not providing any additional funds. It's a no-match grant. I move for your approval on that, too.
Okay. Kelly's made a motion. Does that include that, Kelly?
It does.
And Ann, second. Okay. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
And Gene?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we have the claims and transfers report for August 2013. I move for your approval on that.
Get a motion?
So moved.
You got a second?
Second.
Second by Ann. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Larry? And
aye.
Gene?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
That's all you have. Safety and risk?
There you are. I thought I lost you.
Okay.
Would you just have the executive session item, just the one?
Yes.
Okay. We need to go into
executive. I make a motion that we move into executive session.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Kelly?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Jack.
I'm sorry?
Aye.
You need to cite the section number.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
I gave
her.
I
put that.
Before you go into executive session, can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Thank you. I've been on the board 2 years, and I was told to come to these meetings to get all my questions answered. I wasn't able to get all my questions answered. We seem to rush through this. That bothers me. And again, my major question was, how much more will these bonds cost the taxpayers? No one seemed to ask that question or seemed to want to know more information or for me to be able to get my questions answered.
I didn't ask it publicly because I've already asked it. I usually just do my homework before the meeting so that we have a quick meeting. So I would suggest doing that in the future.
I actually have made, Tracy, multiple calls to Joe, to Mr. Dunstan, to the auditor's office, and I was told to come here to ask them more of my questions.
Okay.
So
that's inappropriate.
It's not. I'm not being offensive. I'm just letting you know that that's what I did. That's why I didn't do it.
Well,
that's all.
I've been doing my homework.
Okay.
Point order.
It's not necessarily true, but the auditor's office.
Yeah. Right.
Any board member, I encourage you to come in and sit with me, and I'll give you all the information we have.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. But I was told also to come in this meeting to ask all my questions.
Great. You have a number?
Yes. We need to go into executive session to close executive session to discuss litigation. Exempt under the provisions of 5 ILCS 120/2C(11) and (12), litigation against the public body and settlement of claims. Now we need a motion.
Motion to go into executive session.
Second by Gene.